I exist. My butt feels good. Number four, Diego Castillo. Hitting seven, shortstop number five, Blaze Alexander. Batting, the catcher number 13, Holly Sanchez. And hitting nine, playing center field number nine, Jake Hager. And pitching for the Aces tonight, currently warming up the bullpen, is the right-hander number 23, Blaze Segovia.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Reno Aces. It is the second game of the first homestand of the year, a six-game homestand. The Rainiers won the opener last night in front of over 5,000 fans here at Cheney Stadium for the home opener. Tacoma won an unusual game, 12-5. Unusual in that they scored 12 runs on just four hits. We'll explain how later on. But the Rainiers evened up their record on the year at 2-2. Today on the mound for the Rainiers, Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez making his first start for Tacoma. He pitched one inning in relief, a scoreless inning at Oklahoma City on the first road trip of the year. But he's going to get stretched into the starting rotation now. He's good to go for a couple of innings to open up this game. He'll be opposed by Slade Ciccone for the Reno Aces, who's making his AAA debut. He's an Arizona Diamondback supplemental first-round draft pick from 2020 out of the University of Miami. Slade Ciccone on the hill for the Reno Aces. Reno also 2-2 on the season, just like the Tacoma Rainiers. Game two of the series. We'll revisit game one when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Tacoma taking on Reno tonight, game two of this six-game series. Rainiers won the opener last night, 12-5, the home opener for Tacoma. Rainiers scored 12 runs on only four hits. Reno pitchers walked a dozen, including six in a row at one point, forcing in three runs. Two of the Rainiers' four hits were three-run homers, so that put a chunk of the runs on the board. And then also, Reno not just had the dozen walks, they also hit a batter with a pitch and made two errors defensively. All told, that's 15 free base runners. The Rainiers took complete advantage of them and coasted to the victory yesterday. 12-5 was the final score. Well, we'll see what the Rainiers are going to do today offensively. Tacoma has scored 40 runs in the first four games of the series. They're averaging 10 runs a game. Keep that up. They're going to win a lot this year, a whole lot. It's unlikely they'll be able to maintain that, but it's fun with early season stats. The Rainiers offense is putting a ton of runs on the scoreboard right now. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces, who are 2-2 on the season. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Blake Lawley. Leading off, playing second base, is Buddy Kennedy. Batting second, the third baseman, Philip Evans. Hitting third and playing right field is Dominic Canzone. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Emmanuel Rivera. Batting fifth is designated hitter Seth Beer. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Diego Castillo. Batting seventh, shortstop Blaze Alexander. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Ali Sanchez. And batting ninth, center fielder Jake Hager. On the mound, making his AAA debut, right-hander Slade Ciccone. Well, the Tacoma Rainiers are 2-2 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell in his first year at the helm of the team. He's going to lead off with Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez is playing third base. Batting second is the center fielder, Zach Deloach. In the cleanup spot, in the number three spot, is Brian O'Keefe. He catches. In the cleanup spot, Mike Ford. He'll play first base. Batting fifth is left fielder, Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter, Colin Moran. Batting seventh is shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth for the Rainiers, the right fielder, Nick Solak. And batting ninth, second baseman, Kian Wong. On the mound for the Rainiers, Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez has no record in one appearance and one inning of work. Our umpires today, behind home plate calling the balls and strikes, is Jose Navas. At first base is Edwin Jimenez. And over at third is Takahito Matsuda. It's Tacoma and Reno. Game two of six in this first homestand of the year here at Cheney Stadium. A homestand that continues with 7.05 p.m. games both tomorrow and Friday. And then a Saturday evening game at 6.05 and a day game to wrap it up on Sunday. Lots of baseball here in town this week. We'd love to see you out at the ballpark. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your house fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Reno Aces from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Washington. On the mound for the Rainiers, Jose Rodriguez. And settling into the leadoff, into the batter's box as the leadoff hitter for Reno is Buddy Kennedy, who is a right-hand hitter, and Kennedy getting ready to hit right now against Rodriguez, who's in his first year in the Mariners system. And Rodriguez makes his first start for Tacoma. And first thing he does is look in for the sign and then step off. All right, now he's ready to go. Here's his first pitch, and it is swung on and grounded down the third baseline past the extended reach of Cesar Hernandez and down the line, and that's a fair ball. And on his way to second base is Kennedy, and he is in there standing up. Buddy Kennedy with a leadoff double on the first pitch of the game. First pitch, 51 degrees our game time temperature here at Cheney Stadium. Little breeze blowing out today, too, which we did not have yesterday. The flag was still all game long yesterday. Well, leadoff double down the third baseline for Kennedy. And now the batter will be Phillip Evans. Rodriguez's pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Rodriguez pitched one inning in relief for the Rainiers on the opening road trip. It was on Saturday in Oklahoma City. He looked very sharp, retiring all three batters he faced with a strikeout. Here's a grounder up the middle, knocked down by Wong. He picks it up but has no play anywhere. An infield single for Phillip Evans, and the Aces have runners at the quarters with nobody out, just three pitches into the game. So a couple of men on right away as Kian Wong reached to backhand that ball, and it went off of his glove. Dominic Canzone, left-hand batter, now standing in, and the pitch is in, well, down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reno with some different names in the starting lineup today. Players who weren't in there yesterday in the lineup today, including Canzone. And this one's down in the dirt for a ball. Canzone's gone 2-for-12 at the plate so far this season for the Aces. Jose Rodriguez, 27-year-old right-hander, a native of Bolivar, Venezuela, originally signed at the age of 17 by the Angels. Here's a pop-up off the bat of Canzone. Third base side, foul ball, and Hernandez has room, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out of the game. Dominic Canzone fouls out to the third baseman, Cesar Hernandez. And now Emmanuel Rivera will be the batter. So a pop-up handled by Hernandez. Emmanuel Rivera, cleanup hitter for Reno, up with runners at the corners and one out. He has four hits and 12 at-bats this year, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Rivera was in there yesterday, went one for four, drove in a run. Now here's a swing and a one hopper to short. McCoy has it to second for one. On to first, there's two. An inning ending double play. And just like that, Jose Rodriguez gets out of the jam. Mason McCoy to Kian Wong to Mike Ford. And that closes out the top of the first. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Reno nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Jose Rodriguez and the Rainiers escape a jam in the top of the first inning. The double play ball getting Tacoma out of the first with no run scoring for Reno. And now the Rainiers bat in the bottom of the first inning. Cesar Hernandez to start things off against the right-hander Slade Ciccone. And the first pitch is swung on and fouled back. That is strike one. Hernandez in just his second game for the Rainiers. He debuted last night. Reached base three times, all with walks, 0 for 1 with three walks. That's kind of the story of the game right there. The Rainiers drew a dozen walks last night. Pitch in for a strike to Hernandez, and the count goes to 0-2. Hernandez, longtime major leaguer. Yeah, the pitch to him is a breaking ball high. One ball, two strikes. This is the AAA debut for Reno starter Slade Ciccone. This 1-2 pitch to Hernandez is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Ciccone strikes out the first batter he faces. Well, I was just about to say, you know, you come up through the minor leagues, and one of the big differences that happens when you reach AAA just occurred right there for Ciccone, and he won that battle, but you don't face players with over 1,000 big league hits in the lower minor leagues, but Ciccone just did with Cesar Hernandez at the plate, and he got him. Pitch to Zach Deloach now is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch out of the way to the young left-hand hitting outfielder is a swing and a miss at a high heater at 94 on the gun. One ball, one strike. Rainier's wearing the whites today, the home white jerseys and white pants. Same uniform they wore for the opener last night as Deloach fouls one off down the third baseline. Smaller crowd on hand tonight. And a really good crowd for the home opener. Now the pitch to Deloach. Swung on and hit in the air. Foul down the third baseline. Got plenty of baseball coming up this week here at Cheney Stadium through the weekend. Hopefully you can make it out to the park here for a game or two on this opening homestand. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate by Deloach, still 1-2. The Rainiers have been scoring a lot of runs. After four games, their team batting average is .313. As I mentioned in the pregame show, they have scored 40 runs in the four games. They've hit 9 homers. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Ciccone has back-to-back strikeouts to start out his first AAA game. Brian O'Keefe will now be the hitter. O'Keefe off to a very fast start this season, and he takes a breaking ball down and in. O'Keefe, 7-for-14 at the plate so far with 3 homers and 8 runs batted in. He and the man on deck, Mike Ford, really have been on a tear right out of the gate. Next pitch, misses for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes to Brian O'Keefe. No score, bottom of the first. We're just underway here in Tacoma. And the pitch is called a strike. Now the 2-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2, swing and a bouncer, foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. And 2-2, fouled away. Still 2-2. Slade Ciccone from Florida was drafted late out of high school by the Orioles, decided to go to Miami, pitched there for 3 years and became a first-round pick. Here's a pop-up foul on the third base side. This is playable and caught by the catcher, Ali Sanchez, for the final out of the inning. O'Keefe fouls out to his fellow catcher, and that closes out the bottom of the first. 3 up, 3 down, the Red Bulls go in order. We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. We go to the second. Jose Rodriguez on the mound. Rodriguez will face Seth Beer, Diego Castillo, and Blaze Alexander. Beer stands in. Third here in the PCL now for Seth Beer, and he takes a pitch from Rodriguez up high for a ball. Beer was not in the lineup last night. He's 1-for-7 to start his season. And the lineup is the DH today. 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled off, and the count's even 1-1. Now the 1-1 swung on and hit sharply into left field, a low line drive base hit that Jake Shiner will pick up out there and left and send back into the infield. A leadoff single for Seth Beer. Hit number 3 for the Aces. And now Diego Castillo will be the batter. Let's set up that Tacoma defense. Outfield is Shiner in left, Deloach in center. First time he's played center for the Rainiers. And Nick Solak's in right tonight. Now the pitch to Castillo is in there for a strike. On the infield, Mike Ford is at first base, Kian Wong at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Cesar Hernandez at third. Jose Rodriguez on the mound, and Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Jose Rodriguez, first year in the M system, and he's out there wearing maybe the most iconic number in Mariners franchise history. Here's a swing and a miss by Castillo. Number 51. Because two Hall of Famers wore it, Randy Johnson and Ichiro. Now the pitch swung on and hit on one hop to second. Wong has it, flips it to McCoy for one, on to first, not in time. Castillo avoids the double play. Raiders get Beer at second base, though. He's forced out. We got Seth Beer at second base. One down, and Blaze Alexander's up next. Alexander, 2-for-8 to start the season with 4 walks. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch swung on, grounded to short. Here's McCoy to Wong. There's one. Try again. Turn it. They get the double play at first base. Double it up, Alexander. Didn't get the double play on the previous grounder, but did on this one. 6-4-3, second double play turned by the Raiders in the early going today. No runs for Reno on a hit, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Game two of the season opening homestand, the Rainiers' first homestand of the year. I guess we really had a season opening road trip, didn't we, with the three games in Oklahoma City. But game two of our first homestand. There we go. Mike Ford stands in. He has homered in three straight games. And he swings and hits one in the air to straightaway center field. This is a routine fly for Hager, who's playing center tonight for Reno, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner, 4-for-17 with a homer so far. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. What an 0. So the Red Ears have been drawing a ton of walks, have not walked yet tonight. So now the pitch to Shiner is laced into right field, but it hangs up and is caught by Canzone for the second out of the inning. That ball was sharply hit by Shiner, but right to the right fielder, Dominic Canzone. And now Colin Moran will be the hitter. Rainiers have drawn 37 walks in the first four games. But just looking at Ciccone's stats from AA last year, he pitched for the Diamondbacks AA team in Amarillo, Texas last year. So he throws a strike to Moran. He has good control. He walked only 32 hitters last year in 129 and two-thirds innings. Yeah, the 0-1. To Moran is bounced foul first base side. Now this is Ciccone's AAA debut, so I thought, hey, maybe he'll, you know, be a little nervous, might issue some walks, but that hasn't been the case at all. He's come out firing strikes. O-2 pitch on its way to Moran, and it is a check swing on a pitch in the dirt, and Moran held up in time, so one ball, two strikes. Moran, 3-for-10 with five walks already this season. And he swings and misses at a high heater at 96 on the gun, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. Ciccone has struck out three. He's looked sharp here in the first two innings. We go to the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Reno as we head to the third. Jose Rodriguez has allowed three hits in two innings, and he's induced a double play grounder in each of the first two innings. He'll face Ali Sanchez to lead things off. Catcher for Reno has played in one game prior to today, and he went 4-for-5. Batting a cool 800 on the year, he takes the pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. That was on Saturday when he was in the starting lineup against Las Vegas and had four hits. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike from Rodriguez, a slider. And the count's even, 1-1. Rodriguez is ready. His 1-1 is a swing and a foul back. Another slider. And he uses it to get ahead. A ball and two strikes on Ali Sanchez. Now the pitch is down and in with a change. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 is inside, ball three. Jose Rodriguez, in his first year in the Mariners system, he pitched for Syracuse last year, the Mets AAA affiliate in the International League. He was a swingman there. He made 11 starts and 18 relief appearances. It's 2-3 with a 4.95 ERA. 3-2 pitches, high ball four, a leadoff walk to Sanchez here in the third. So he heads down to first base. And now Jake Hager will be the batter. Now Rodriguez has played in the PCL before. He was with Salt Lake in 2019. Got 18 appearances for the Bees. 16 of them out of the bullpen, two starts. Multiple inning reliever. Here's a fastball for a strike to Hager. 0-1 the count. And the Angels were Rodriguez's original organization, and he did reach the big leagues with them. Got into nine games in the majors in 2019 and one in 2020. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. 95 on the radar gun with that fastball from Rodriguez. O-2 pitch, swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield. Wong is there, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out in the top of the third inning. So Hager pops up to Kian Wong, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy led off the game with a double down the third baseline. Ended up getting stranded at third base. Rodriguez with the pitch, and it's up high and inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the runner goes, pitches up and in, throw down to second base, and they got him. The tag applied by Wong on Ali Sanchez. He is thrown out by Brian O'Keefe, and there's the second out of the inning. Caught stealing. Nice throw from O'Keefe. Put it right on the money. Wong applied the tag on Sanchez's left knee as he was sliding in. 2-0 now to Kennedy, and this is up and in, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is high ball four. Four-pitch walk to Kennedy. Second walk issued by Rodriguez. Both of them this inning. Number 24, Phillip Evans. Now Phillip Evans will be the batter. A Evans had an infield single earlier. He's one for one, and the pitch is an off-speed pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Now a swing and a fly pulled to left, lining it up is Shiner. He's there and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. Evans flies out to left. Another scoreless inning delivered by Jose Rodriguez. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
On we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Rainiers looking for their first base runner in this scoreless tie. Mason McCoy leading things off, and the pitch from Slade Ciccone is fouled away. There's strike one. McCoy 8 for 18 to start the season. That's a .444 batting average. Had three straight multiple hit games to begin the year. Hits a grounder to short that's fielded by Alexander, and he throws out McCoy. One out in the third. Ciccone has retired all seven batters he has faced. And now Nick Solak is the hitter. Solak appearing in his second game for the Red Ears. Today in his first game in Oklahoma City on Sunday, he batted six times and reached base in half of them. He takes a strike. He did not get a hit. He walked twice and was hit by a pitch and was 0 for 3. 0-1 the count to Solak, just acquired by the Mariners. Takes a breaking ball inside. A trade for cash considerations from the Cincinnati Reds. He's on the Hems 40-man roster. Takes a fastball for a strike from Ciccone, and the count goes to 1-2. Solak's always hit well in Triple A. Mostly with Round Rock. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. Two away in the third. Right here's next road trip is to Round Rock next week. So Solak will be headed back that direction with Tacoma. Here's Kian Wong. Wong's 1 for 9 to start his season at the plate, left-hand hitter. Former member of the Salt Lake Bees, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. He was off yesterday. Played in all three games of the Oklahoma City series. The 0-1 pitch swung out and fouled away. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch coming, and it misses for a ball, 1-2. One-two delivery, swing and a foul back. Tian Wong, the younger brother of the Mariners' new second baseman this year, Colton Wong. Pitch down in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. And Kian was invited to big league spring training. And noticed that Scott Servais was having some fun with that. Just looking at the box scores, he frequently started Colton Wong at second base and had him play five innings and then sent his brother in, Kian Wong, to play the exact same position and substitute for him. Sears went outside. So in the box score, it would say K.O. Wong, and then the right below K.E. Wong, replacing him. 3-2 pitch, up and away, ball four, and there's the Red Ears' first base runner of the game. Kian Wong draws a two-out walk here in the third. So Cesar Hernandez is now the batter. Hernandez struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-1. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. We'll see if Kian Wong tries to steal here. He's a good base dealer. He had 41 stolen bases in this league last year for Salt Lake. And with two outs and Hernandez at the plate, this would be a good time to try to steal if he thinks he can make it. There's a pickoff throw down from Ciccone, and Wong's back in standing up. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. And Hernandez is behind in the count, 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 on its way, and it swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 0-2. Next pitch is down and in. There's ball one. Action in the Rainiers bullpen. 1-2 pitch coming. And it's up high. The runner is going. The throw down, and Wong is out by a mile. He did not have a good jump there, and he is thrown out by Ali Sanchez to wrap up the bottom of the third. The shortstop applying the tag. No runs or hits, no errors, and no one left, and we move on to the fourth inning of play. Got a scoreless tie here between Tacoma and Reno.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand.
so you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Jose Rodriguez has limited Reno to three hits through three innings. He's got two double play grounders in the infield that have really helped him out. He'll face the 3-4 and 5 hitters here in the fourth inning. Dominic Canzone, Emmanuel Rivera, and Seth Beer. Now he's near the end of his outing. He hasn't thrown that many pitches, 33. Here's a breaking ball in for a strike. But they're still building him up into a starter's workload. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and broken bat flare hit foul into the seats on the third base side. Landed down in the box seats just past the dugout. And Dominic Canzone needs a new bat, because that last bat is splintered. No good anymore. It's firewood. It's kindling. Canzone gets his new stick and heads back towards the batter's box. 0-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and sliced foul on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 is up high for a ball, 1-2. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's games. Ten-team league. Five games every night. As here's a swing and a miss. There's strike three. Canzone fans, and that's the first strikeout of the night for Jose Rodriguez. First time he's retired the leadoff batter in the inning, too. Now Emmanuel Rivera will be the batter, as Rodriguez just got that strikeout with a nice changeup. And the pitch to Rivera is in for a strike. Home openers all around the league yesterday. The Red Ears, of course, won theirs here last night, 12-5. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Sacramento had its home opener against El Paso, and the visiting Chihuahuas won the game 10-8, although Sacramento had a great crowd, 9,548. Here's one outside for a ball. They have new owners in Sacramento this year. The franchise was bought by the group that owns the Sacramento Kings, who are right down the street from where the Rivercats play. One-two pitch is high for a ball, and you know the Kings have had a great year in the NBA and a resurgent season for them, and they've gained a lot of popularity there, and their owners decided to dive into AAA baseball as well. 2-2 pitch is high, ball three, full count to Emmanuel Rivera. But El Paso won the game 10-8. Taylor Colway had three hits with a double, a homer, and five runs batted in. Fernando Tatis in his first rehab game had a hit and two walks. As the 3-2 pitch called, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Rivera looking. And two men are out at the top of the fourth inning. So back-to-back strikeouts for Jose Rodriguez. And now Seth Beer is the batter. And the pitch is high for a ball. Sacramento does have the San Francisco Giants' top pitching prospect, lefty named Kyle Harrison, and he made his AAA debut yesterday, allowed one run in two innings, short outing. He walked four and struck out four. There's one inside to Beer. 2-0 the count. So 2-0 to Seth Beer. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 3-0. And he watches one down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Three-one pitch, swung on and stroked into left field. Shiner a few steps back, reaches out and catches this line drive for the final out of the inning. Beer hit it hard into left field, but Jake Shiner was there to make the play. And Jose Rodriguez pitches a three up, three down, top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainiers looking for their first hit of the game. They've got the top of the order coming up here in the fourth. Cesar Hernandez, Zach DeLoach, and Brian O'Keefe to face the right-hander Slade Ciccone. Hernandez was at the plate when Wong was caught stealing to end the third. The pitch is a swing and a miss at a low fastball. There's strike one. And the 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled to the screen, and there's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Hernandez. Ciccone's just been pumping strikes in there. 0-2 pitch swung on and hit into the air towards left center. That's going to drop in for a base hit. The Rainiers have their first hit of the night. Cesar Hernandez strokes a single to left center. And he's on to lead things off at the bottom of the fourth inning. Cesar Hernandez with his first hit as a member of the Tacoma Rainiers. Zach DeLoach now the batter. DeLoach struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-1. And the pitch is a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike. More from around the league yesterday. Albuquerque had the home opener against Salt Lake. The Isotopes winning 7-5 on a what was a very cold night there. Here's a swing and a fly to shallow center. Coming in on it is Hager, reaching down, can't get it. The ball bounces away but goes right to the left fielder, Castillo, and he sends it back in. And the Red Ears have two on with nobody out. We'll take another look at this one on MILB TV. Shallow fly ball. Hager runs in, attempts a sliding catch, can't come up with it. And there are two on with no one out. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is launched to right. Back this goes. Does he have another one? Yes, he does. Brian O'Keefe with a three-run home run to right center field. He has now hit four home runs in the last three games. And the Red Ears have taken the lead 3-0. O'Keefe just keeps it going. Four homers in 3 days. Now a swing and a foul out of play. That's strike one to Mike Ford. Ford flied out earlier. He's 0 for 1. And this one's down low for a ball. One pitch inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Right here's with a 3-0 lead on the O'Keefe homer as Ford goes fouls one off. 2-2 now. O'Keefe hit the 3-run homer that opened up the scoring in last night's game in the third inning, and today it was just an inning later. Now Ford fouls another one off. So O'Keefe has hit four homers in his last 11 at-bats, dating back to Sunday. And he has 11 runs batted in during that time. Now Ford strokes one into shallow center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So Ford makes it four straight Red Ears to reach base here at the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Conference on the mound. Ciccone cruised through the lineup the first time, retiring 8 of the 9 batters, and the other one he walked and was caught stealing, so no big deal. But this is the second trip through the order, and the Red Ears have had four straight men reach base. They've had a 3-run home run. Here's the pitch to Shiner, and it is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0. Shiner lined out to right field his first time up. He's 0-1. Next pitch. Misses for a ball. 2-0. Well, here's one down and in. 3-0. Hey, Shiner blasts one foul down the left field line. He let her fly, but hooked it foul. 3-1 now. He hit his first Triple-A home run on opening night in Oklahoma City. Here comes the 3-1 to Shiner. And this is inside, ball four. Five straight Raiders have reached base here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two on, no one out for Colin Moran. Moran struck out swinging his first time up. Other openers yesterday, Vegas opened at home against Oklahoma City. 41 degrees in Las Vegas for their home opener. The locals were not accustomed to that there. Sears went up high for a ball to Moran. But they still had 6,950 to see the Aviators lose 7-6 to the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Jamai Jones had a huge game for Oklahoma City. He had the back-to-back walk-off hits against the Raiders on Saturday and Sunday. Now swinging a drive to left field off the bat of Moran at the track, at the fence, and it is gone. It just does clear the top of the wall. Colin Moran with a three-run homer to left field. It's his second home run as a member of the Raiders, and Tacoma leads this game 6-0. How quickly things have changed here. The Raiders lineup just explosive after being quiet and held to nothing for three innings. Six batters later in the fourth, it is 6-0. Time called, and Doug Drabeck, the pitching coach for the Aces, is on his way to the mound, and the Reno bullpen's gonna jump into action. Mason McCoy will bat. There's still no one out in this inning, and six runs are in. The three-run home run has been the preferred method of scoring for the Raiders in this series. The three-run home run and the bases loaded walk. They've hit four home runs in these first two games against Reno, and all four of them have been three-run homers. Conference on the mound breaks up, and now Mason McCoy settles in. McCoy grounded to shortstop earlier. He's 0 for 1. Here's Sicotti's pitch, and it's a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. So back to Oklahoma City, and Jamai Jones, he went 3-for-4 with a double, two homers, and five runs batted in yesterday in their win at Las Vegas. So here's one outside to McCoy, 2-0. And now a fastball for a strike, 2-1. Also, last night, Sugarland opened up at home, and Round Rock beat him 6-3. So here's a swing and a miss by McCoy that evens up the count. J.P. Martinez, an outfielder for Round Rock, hit three doubles and drove in two runs. So the visiting team won three of the five home openers in the PCL last night. Now a swing and a miss and a slider, and McCoy has struck out for the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's strikeout number five for Sicconi. One out, and now Nick Solak's the batter. There's one inside to Solak. Now a strike to Solak, and the count's 1-1. Now called strike to Solak. He's behind in the count, 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, a fastball up, and Solak couldn't lay off of it. And Ciccone's battled back a little bit here with back-to-back strikeouts. And Kian Wong will be the ninth man to come to the plate. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. So 1-1 now, and Ciccone delivers, and this is high for a ball. 2-1. Off-speed pitch misses. Three balls, one strike. And Wong watches one outside. There's ball four. So Kian Wong heads down to first, and the Rainiers have batted around here in the fifth. Cesar Hernandez started this rally with a base hit. And he is not going to face Slade Ciccone. Blake Lally, the manager of the Aces, is going to the mound, and he's going to make a call to the bullpen, get a fresh arm in there. So the Red Ears knock out Ciccone in the fourth with a big inning. Six runs are in, and the inning is not over yet. We've got a pitching change with two outs and a runner at first base. The score, Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Tacoma, and the first pitch from the new pitcher, Tyler Gilbert, to Cesar Hernandez is bounced to third, and Phillip Evans goes the short way to second base for the final out of the inning, and that wraps things up. So Tyler Gilbert comes in from the bullpen to replace Slade Ciccone, and the lefty throws one pitch, gets Cesar Hernandez to bounce it to third to wrap things up. That does it for the Red Ears in the fourth. They end up scoring six runs, and they do it on five hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning with the score, Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the fifth inning. Rainier's leading Reno 6-0 on the strength of 2 3-run home runs, one by Brian O'Keefe and the other by Colin Moran. Rainier's bringing a new pitcher. It is the right-hander Fred Villarreal, who joined the club from Advanced A Everett yesterday. He takes the roster spot that was vacated when the Mariners called up left-handed reliever Gabe Spire, who I noticed got into his first game yesterday. What was that today? They had two games so quickly, one after the other. Anyway, Spire is pitched in the big leagues now. And Villarreal, he left an opening, and so Villarreal came up from Everett to help out, and here he is. Here's his first pitch to Diego Castillo, and it is taken for a strike. Villarreal's a righty. Spent time with the Red Ears each of the last 2 years, two games last year and three games in 2021, but has spent the majority of the seasons as a middle reliever for Everett. Here's one down low now. Villarreal in relief of Jose Rodriguez, who went 4 shutout innings, gave up 3 hits, walked 2, struck out 2, and got 2 big double play grounders when he needed them. 2-1 pitch is hit sharply into right field. There's a base hit for Diego Castillo. Fourth hit of the night for Reno. Diego Castillo singles through the right side of the infield. Continuing his hot hitting to start the season, he is 10 for 16. Now Blaze Alexander is the batter. Fred Villarreal from Brownsville, Texas. Mariners draft pick in 2019, a 25th rounder out of the University of Houston. Now the pitch to Alexander is in there for a called strike, 0-1. University of Houston, they were my pick to win it all in March Madness. Did they do that? No, I don't think they did. Here's one outside now to Alexander, outside for a ball, 1-1. Slider from Villarreal. Next pitch from the right-hander on its way, and it swung on and fouled off, and that's strike two. So he's ahead of the count, a ball and 2 strikes. Villarreal, 24 years old, turns 25 on Friday. Now a swing and a foul back on a breaking ball. Still 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it's just inside for a ball. 2-2. Now a swing and a fly down the right field line, slicing into foul ground, and it lands in the bullpen down the right field line, a foul ball. Still two balls, two strikes to Blaze Alexander. Now the pitch is inside, ball three. The 3-2 with the runner going, swung on and fouled off by Alexander, and he stays alive. This has been kind of a longer plate appearance here for Blaze Alexander. The 3-2 fouled away again. And again, Castillo was on the move with no one out and a full count. So Castillo goes back to first base. We'll see if he's on the move again. Yes, he is. And the 3-2 is high, ball four. Alexander ends up walking, and Castillo takes second base. And the first two men have reached here in the fifth inning against Fred Villarreal. And now Ali Sanchez will be the batter. Sanchez walked his first time up. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one.
Everybody clap your hands.
Now the 0-1. Popped up foul, first base side. This is playable for Mike Ford in foul territory, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Ali Sanchez fouls out to Mike Ford, and now Jake Hager will be the batter. Hager popped up earlier. He's 0-1. Right-hand batter. Hager's 3-for-12 on the season. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Six nothing Rainiers. We're in the top of the fifth inning. One oh pitch, swung on, grounded to the second baseman Wong, has it, goes to McCoy. There's one on to Ford. There's two. The inning-ending double play. Fred Villarreal watched Jose Rodriguez get two big inning-ending double plays, and he said, I'll do that too. And he gets one. Wong to McCoy to Ford to close out the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit and one left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth with the score. Tequila 6, Reno nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union.
Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Six nothing right here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Zach Deloach leading things off, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch there. Strike one. Deloach one for two in this game. Singled to center and scored in the fourth inning. Faces the lefty Tyler Gilbert, who threw one pitch and got the final out in the fourth. So one pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate, and the count goes to 0-2. Gilbert in AAA now and coming out of the bullpen at the start of the season, but he's been a starter before, and he's even pitched a no-hitter in the major leagues, which he did in, I think that was his second big league start. So here's a foul back by Deloach. 0-2 the count. Was his first start. And now the pitch misses. 1-2. It was in 2021. That was the year of the no-hitter when there were eight no-hitters in the big leagues. Here's a swing and a bouncer to second. That's fielded by Kennedy, and he throws out to Loach, and one man is gone in the fifth. It was not Gilbert's major league debut. He had pitched in relief for the Diamondbacks, and then he got called up to make a start against the Padres. And he threw a no-hitter. In a game, the Diamondbacks won 7-0. Now pitch to Brian O'Keefe, misses for a ball. He hit a three-run homer last inning. Yeah, the 1-0 swung on and fouled back, 1-1. Here's one outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch, outside, ball three. Three-one pitch, swung on and pulled foul. And the count goes full. 3-2 to Brian O'Keefe. And the payoff is a swing and a grounder through into right field. Another base hit for O'Keefe. Sharply hit grounder beyond the reach of the first baseman, Rivera, and O'Keefe has his second hit of the game. So he's now 9-for-17 on the season, keeping his average over 500. Now Mike Ford will be the batter. Gilbert's pitch to Ford is fouled into the seats on the third base side. 0-1 the count. Ford's 1-for-2, singled and scored last inning. And he's now hit safely in all five games this season. And he fouls one off. Ford's the only Rainier who has hit safely in all five games. Oh, to the count to the product of Princeton University. And there's a breaking ball for a called strike three, and Ford knew it, and that is the second out of the inning. So Gilbert gets the strikeout, two away in the fifth, and now Jake Shiner will be the hitter. Shiner's 0-for-1 with a line out and a walk, and he has scored a run. First pitch to him is a strike. 0-1 the count. And now Shiner watches one hit the bottom of the zone for strike two. 0-2 the count. Gilbert in his first outing this year went three innings in relief against Las Vegas. So he may not be in the starting rotation right now, but he's preparing with the longer outings, it appears, out of the gate. And he'll probably be in this game for a couple of innings, I would think. One-two pitch to Shiner. Swung on and fouled at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate, still 1-2. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and Shiner has struck out, and that wraps up the fifth inning. No runs on a hit, and one man left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainier's Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
On we go to the sixth inning. Rainiers lead Reno 6-0. Fred Villarreal on for a second inning of work. He'll face the top of the order. Buddy Kennedy leads things off. And the pitch is a breaking ball up and away. There's ball one to Kennedy. Kennedy has reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. He has doubled and walked. Villarreal throws a breaking ball over for a called strike. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Kennedy. And it's swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. Now the 1-2. Swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Closing in on it is Deloach. He dives and can't get it. Deflects it with his glove. It bounces right to Solak, who fires it in. And they hold Kennedy to a single. Good effort from Zach Deloach. Moving from his position in center field towards right center and attempting a diving catch, coming up just short. And then Solak was there to pick it up immediately as it bounced off of Deloach's glove and went right to him. So it's just a single for Kennedy. He's on to start things off. And now Phillip Evans is the batter, and he takes up high for a ball, 1-0. The pitch is in for a strike. 1-1. Now swinging a foul out of play. Time called by the batter. One-two pitch, swung on and fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 fouled away again. Evans hanging in there, fouling off pitches. Now here's a swing and a one hopper hit to McCoy. Feeds second baseman Kian Wong for one. On to first for two. A double play. Evans hits a soft liner that short hopped McCoy, who turned it into a 6-4-3 double play. The Rainiers have turned four double plays tonight in the infield, all of them to McCoy and Wong. Three balls hit to McCoy, the other one to Wong. Now Dominic Canzone, the batter, and Villarreal's pitch is up and away for a ball. Now here's one outside. 2-0 to Canzone. Villarreal throws a strike now, 2-1. Here's ball three up and away. So Villarreal behind at the count now, 3-1 with Emmanuel Rivera on deck. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch just outside. That's ball four, and it's a two-out walk to Canzone. Fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Rivera will hit. Emmanuel Rivera came up through the Royals system, traded to the Diamondbacks last year. The pitch swung on, hit in the air to right field, and lining it up already is Solak. He's there, and he squeezes it for the out in shallow right field, and that's the final out at the top of the sixth inning. No runs for Reno. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Six nothing Tacoma with a lead over Reno as we go now to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers have hit two three-run home runs in this game. Brian O'Keefe in the fourth inning and Colin Moran also in the fourth inning, just three batters after O'Keefe's homer. And the first pitch from Tyler Gilbert to Moran, who's leading off the bottom of the sixth, is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. That home run by Colin Moran in the fourth inning was the first homer that he has hit at Cheney Stadium in a while. So here's a swing and a miss. There's a strike, 1-1. And I bet he remembers the last home run he hit here. It was in 2017 in the AAA All-Star Game. He represented Fresno. He was on his way up to the big leagues in the Astros system as he swings and misses at one. And was a PCL All-Star that year, and we had the All-Star Game here. And he went deep against the IL in that All-Star Game. And we haven't seen him since, really. He's been in the majors pretty much since then, mostly with the Pirates. 1-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down he goes. And Moran strikes out this time. So one out in the bottom of the sixth, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Next pitch. Missing 2-0 now. And there's ball three. McCoy just watching one up high.
Ball
3-0 pitch. In there for a strike. McCoy was taking all the way. 3-1 now. Now a swing and a drive towards right center. Going back is Hager. Still back. Reaches up. He can't get it. It's beyond his reach. It goes all the way to the fence. McCoy is at second. He'll stop there with a one-out double in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mason McCoy with his first hit of the night. His third double of the young season. Driving one just beyond the range of Hager, the center fielder. McCoy has now reached base safely with a hit or a walk in all five games this season. Nick Solak, the batter. And here's the pitch. Up and away for a ball. 1-0. Now here's one up and away, ball two. Solak out ahead. Solak's looking for his first hit as a Rainier. And first hit of the Mariners organization. He's brand new. McCoy out at second base. He was basically in the exact same position last year that Solak is in right now. So here's one outside for a ball. Joining the team. A new organization. Not knowing anyone and showing up right at the very beginning of the season. Just like a game or two into the AAA season it was for McCoy last year. And same for Solak. He showed up just this past weekend at Oklahoma City. There's one outside for a ball, and that's ball four. Solak draws the walk. He'll head down to first base. Tacoba has two on with one out for Kian Wong. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers lead 6-0. Wong has walked twice. Left-hand hitter. Gilbert with the pitch, and it swung on and pulled into right field. A line shot, and that's a base hit. Coming around third is McCoy. He is going to score. Heading to third and making it there safely is Solak as the throw went through to third base but was offline. It's a single and an RBI for Kian Wong. Red Ears have runners at the corners, and they lead this game 7-0. Kian Wong with a sharp single to right. His second hit of the season, first RBI. And now Cesar Hernandez is the batter. A pitch clock violation was just called on Hernandez. So that's strike one. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-2 is pulled down the third baseline. Fair ball going into the corner. Extra bases. Solak scores. Wong's to third. They're going to hold him there. And in at second base with a double and an RBI is Cesar Hernandez. And the Red Ears now lead 8-0. Hernandez with his second hit of the game. His first double. In 2020, in the COVID year, the shortened season with no fans, Cesar Hernandez led the American League in doubles. He was the starting second baseman for Cleveland. He had 20 doubles. I think the season was 50 games that year. Conference on the mound now. They're going to give Tyler Gilbert some encouragement. Looks like there's action in the Reno bullpen just getting underway as well. Two runs are in this inning, and the Rainiers have runners at second and third and one out. Zach Deloach, the hitter. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored tonight. And the pitch from Gilbert is taken high and inside for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Only one out this inning, so Reno has the infield drawn in. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled away. That is strike two. Game three of this series tomorrow night starts at 7:05. Rainiers are starting Darren McCackett against Tommy Henry. Henry had some... Well, the Rainiers faced him a lot last year. So here's a shot up the middle, and that's through into center field. A base hit for Deloach. Wong scores. Hernandez will be held at third. The throw goes through to the plate anyway, and so Deloach takes second base. It's an RBI single for Deloach, and he ends up taking second on the throw home. So Deloach with his second hit of the game. And his third run batted in of the season. And that's going to do it for Tyler Gilbert, with Brian O'Keefe coming up with an opportunity to hit yet another three-run homer. They're going to bring in Chantel Gustave to face him. So we've got a break in the action with a right-hander coming in from the bullpen. And we'll take a break for this pitching change. With the score, Tacoma 9, Reno nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Right, here's continue to score. 9-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the sixth inning. And they have runners at second and third with one out. Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate. Yandel Gustave is the new pitcher for Reno. Gustave has pitched twice previously this season, allowing two runs in two innings of work. The right-hander with a pitch to Brian O'Keefe, and it is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe has already hit a three-run homer today, and has a single as well. He's 2 for 3. The 1-0 off-speed pitch inside. 2 balls, no strikes. O'Keefe has driven in 11 runs in 4 games that he has played in. And this is a chance for more runs batted in as he takes one down low. 3 balls, no strikes. First base is open. Mike Ford on deck. 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four, and O'Keefe will take his walk. So he heads down to first base. And the bases are loaded with one out for Mike Ford. Ford's 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored. He's driven in 10 runs this season, one behind O'Keefe, and he has a great RBI opportunity here. The pitch is outside for a ball. Yandel Gustave is now 30 years old. Pitched last year in the Brewers system, AAA and the big leagues. Their AAA is Nashville. Pitches in for a strike to Ford. Counts even, 1-1. Now this next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Pitch. Swung on and popped up behind third. This might be trouble. Evans chasing it and reaching with his back to home plate, and he can't get it. It drops in. The runners had to make sure the ball wouldn't be caught, so everyone goes up one base, including Hernandez, who scores from third, and the Red Ears are in double digits. It is 10-0 on the bloop single to left off the bat of Mike Ford. A flare down the third baseline. Evans, the third baseman, racing with his back to home plate, had to try to blindly stab at the ball, and he couldn't come up with it. And Hernandez scores from third. 10-0. Still only one out of this inning. Shiner at the plate now with the bases loaded. And the pitch from Gustave is a half swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. So Ford with his 11th run batted into the season, tying O'Keefe. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and grounded to third. Evans has it, goes to second for one, relay to first, in time for two. An inning-ending double play. Jake Shiner grounds into the around the horn, 5-4-3 double play to wrap up the inning. But Tacoma scores 4 more runs in the bottom of the 6th inning, and they do it with 5 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We move on now to the 7th inning with the score to Tacoma 10, Reno nothing.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Farelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the seventh inning. It is 10-0. Tacoma with the lead over Reno. Fred Villarreal has provided two scoreless innings. And he's going to try to do it again, pitch a third scoreless inning. He'll face Seth Beer, Diego Castillo, and plays Alexander. Villarreal has gotten two double play balls while he's out there. His first pitch to Beer is inside for a ball. And the Rainier starter today, Jose Rodriguez, also got two double play balls. So the Rainiers have turned four double plays so far in this game. 1-0 to Beer. Fouled towards the booth. A little short. Well short, as it turns out. Thought maybe Seth had given me a gift of a baseball. 1-1 the count. Next pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. The Red Ears, four double plays turned this in this game is their season high for this year. It's only the fifth game of this season. Their high last year was four double plays in a game. Here's a swing and a foul out of play, 2-2. Tacoma turned four double plays here on August 14th against Vegas last season. Now the 2-2 pitch outside into the backstop. Full count. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Beer. Fred Villarreal with his first strikeout of the night. One away in the top of the seventh inning. And now Diego Castillo will be the hitter. Let's check in on the big leagues. Mariners lost today. You may have heard that by now. They had the day game against Ohtani and the Angels today. It was close. 4-3 was the final. Here's one in for a strike to Castillo. The M's had some hope early on that they might get to Ohtani because he was a little wild in the early innings and he walked four hitters, but he settled in like great pitchers do. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Castillo. Chris Flexen making his first start in Robbie Ray's spot since Ray got injured, and he did well. He allowed two runs in five innings. We'll take that, but wasn't enough for a win today. Here's a flare behind first. Ford going back, and he makes a running catch with his back to home plate, moving down the right field line. Nice play by Mike Ford at first base. And there is the second out of the inning. Castillo retired. Blaze Alexander now the batter. We'll get another look at this play on MILB TV. Ford covering some ground, moving out down the right field line. So Alexander's 0-1 with a double play ball and a walk. And the pitch from Villarreal is inside, ball one. So the M's lost 4-3. Eugenio Suarez had two hits and two runs batted in, and Ty France hit an RBI double. So here's a swing and a miss. But the opening homestand is over, and suffice to say, they're not happy with the result, having gone 2-5. Now they go on their first road trip. Three games in Cleveland, and then three games against the Cubs. So here's a swing and a miss. Little Midwest road swing. I'm sure it'll be quite cold. Guardians beat Oakland today 6-4 in 10 innings. They blew a 4-0 lead in the eighth, but then won in the 10th. 1-2 pitch. inside, 2-2. The Mariners are off tomorrow. The game at Cleveland on Friday is the Guardians' home opener. It's a day game on a Friday as a result. Two-two pitch, fouled back. Still 2-2. Now this pitch hit foul, first base side. The Rangers are off to a good start. They had a tie-breaking two-run homer from rookie third baseman Josh Young in the sixth inning. Jacob DeGrom struck out 11, got his first win as a Ranger. The Rangers beat the Orioles 5-2. Texas has won four of their first six games. Next pitch is lined solidly between short and third and into left field. A base hit for Blaze Alexander, and that's the sixth hit of the game for the Reno Aces. Alexander has reached base twice tonight. Ollie Sanchez now the batter. He's 0-1 with a pop-up and a walk. Also in the AL West, the Astros ended their little three-game losing streak by beating Detroit and avoiding a sweep at the hand of the Tigers. They beat Detroit 8-2. Series went outside to Sanchez. Chaz McCormick, Kyle Tucker, and Jeremy Pena, all with home runs. How about Pena? Series one inside to Sanchez, winning the World Series Most Valuable Player Award as a rookie last October. Wow, the 2-0 count. The Rainiers pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, has gone to the mound to talk to Villarreal. And he might be buying some time for a right-hander who has just started warming in the bullpen here. Or maybe just kind of check it on the situation. Villarreal's been in there for a while, 2 2/3 innings. His pitch count is right around 40. Correction, its pitch count is 51, it just updated. So 51 pitches. Here's the 2-0 pitch now to Sanchez. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Justin Topa is warming up in the Tacoma pen. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Sanchez. And that's a called strike on the outside edge, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Two outs, runner at first, Villarreal. With his pitch. And it's a swing and a little chopper to short. McCoy has it, tossed to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Fred Villarreal has his best outing at the AAA level. Three shutout innings today. No runs in the seventh on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 10, Reno nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears out in front 10-0 over the Reno Aces in game two of this six-game series. The Red Ears won the opener last night 12-5. So, yeah, this has been pretty impressive on this homestand so far. Here at the bottom of the seventh, Colin Moran, Mason McCoy, and Nick Solak to bat. Yandel Gustave on the hill. And Moran settles into the batter's box. 1-for-3 with a three-run home run tonight. Left-hand hitter. And Gustave's pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Gustave and Moran would have been teammates in the Astros organization in Fresno in 2016, 17, around that time. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch misses for ball three, 3-0. Called a strike, and it's 3-1. Now Moran fouls one off. Count goes full, 3-2. Timeout, and now he's stepping into the batter's box again. 3-2. And the pitch from Gustave is swung on and lined into right, and there's a solid base hit for Moran, his second hit of the game. Clean line drive single to right field. So he's 2-for-4 tonight, and that's hit number 12 for Tacoma. And Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy is 1-for-3 with a double. First pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Right here's with another big offensive showing here with the 10 runs. This one's different, though. They're doing it with hits. They're not having runs kind of gifted to them through walks and errors and whatnot. So here's one inside for a ball. I mean, there have been a couple of walks, but they have a dozen hits, a couple of homers, a couple of doubles. They had a four-run rally that did not involve any homers and only two walks, but involved five hits, singles and doubles, which is nice to see. Those are good rallies. There's ball three to McCoy, showing they can score in a lot of different ways. Three out to McCoy coming. And that's low ball four, so McCoy will head down to first base. Taking second is Moran. Two on, no one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Now Nick Solak is the hitter. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Swing and a flare, foul, first base side. Over for a look is Rivera, but it's out of play, and that's strike two. So Gustave is ahead of Solak. No balls, two strikes. Oh, and two, the count to Solak. And the pitch is lowered away for a ball. One and two. Now the 1-2 is low. Two balls, two strikes. Action in the Reno bullpen. A lefty is warming up. It's former Rainier, Anthony Misevich. Two two is down low, ball three. So full count, 3-2 to Solak. Gustave with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that's the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. One out for Kian Wong. Tampa Bay won again, 7-2 over the Washington Nationals. The Rays are the only undefeated team left in the majors. They are 6-0. And 11 hits today. Wander Franco had two hits and a homer. Same for Harold Ramirez. Here's a grounder right side. Nice backhand pickup by Rivera. Goes to the shortstop for one. That's all they'll get. The force out at second base. Moran advances to third. Wong reaches on a fielder's choice. McCoy forced out. 3-6 if you're keeping score. Runners at the corners with two outs for Cesar Hernandez. Tampa's 6-0 start is the best start by anyone in the major league since 2016. In 2016, Baltimore started the year 7-0. Their bench coach that year was John Russell, who's now managing the Rainiers. Hernandez hits a hot grounder down the third baseline towards the left field corner, and that's going to be extra bases. Moran scores. Wong is at third. He'll stop there, and in at second base with a double and an RBI is Cesar Hernandez, his second double of the game and his third hit of the game. It is 11-0. Misevich, the first portion of the season last year, also spent some time with Tacoma last year, got traded to the Royals and pitched in 15 games in the big leagues for Kansas City last year and also a little time with Omaha. Sears pitched down low to DeLoach. And now he's with the Diamondbacks on a minor league deal, and this is his second appearance for Reno. And correction, he is on the Arizona 40-man roster. Sears went outside for a ball, so not a minor league deal. He's on the big league roster and option to Reno. Two and one, the count to DeLoach. Misevich's pitch is a fastball just outside. 94 on the gun, ball three. Three-one pitch. Fastball for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff, swing and a miss, strike three. Nasty breaking ball from Misevich, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here, settle for one run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning. Rainier is leading Reno 11-0.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the eighth inning. It is 11-0 Rainiers leading Reno. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Justin Topa, takes over for his second appearance of the season. New to the Mariners organization this year. Had a good spring training in the Cactus League. Here's his pitch to Jake Hager, and it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. He was one of the last pitchers to get sent to AAA at the very end of training camp. His 1-0 is high for a ball to Hager. Two balls, no strikes. Topa did allow one run in one inning in his season debut for Tacoma over this past weekend at Oklahoma City. 2-0 pitch popped up towards the second baseman, Wong, who's there to squeeze it for the out. And one man's gone at the top of the eighth inning. Topa takes care of Jake Hager. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy has not made an out today. Single, double, walk. Reno's had six hits tonight. Kennedy off to a fast start this season, 6-for-9. With two homers, and he takes outside for a ball. Next pitch coming, and it's outside for a ball. Delivery inside, ball three. Topa out of the baseball program at Long Island U, Brooklyn. As here's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. That school produced former Rainier outfielder James Jones, who's still trying to make it as a pitcher now after his position change. Next pitch in there for a strike to Kennedy. Count goes full, 3-2. Topa's payoff. Just outside with a slider. And Kennedy draws the walk, so he reaches for his fourth time. And now Phillip Evans is the batter. Reminder, we'll be back with you tomorrow night. First pitch, 7:05 on Thursdays. So 7:05 tomorrow. Darren McCacken was the Rainiers' opening day starter in Oklahoma City to begin this campaign, and he'll make his first home start tomorrow night. Got the win in OKC in the opener. Pitch to Evans is just a smidge inside with a fastball, ball one. Now the runner goes, pitches inside for a ball. No throw down to second. Kennedy just taking second base. I think that's indifference. I don't believe they were holding him on, so he just takes second base. So now O'Keefe and Topa having a conversation.
Everybody clap your hands.
All right, two balls, no strikes on Evans, and Topa has said, here's his pitch. Swung on and bounced to the left of the mound, tight to the line. Topa picks it up, tough play, throws to first, in time for the out. And there's the second out of the inning. Evans retired, thrown out by the pitcher. Kennedy advances 90 feet. He is at third base. He's the first Reno runner to reach third base since, he reached third base in the first inning. Runner at third with two outs, and now Dominic Canzone is the batter, and the pitch is inside for a ball. Canzone's 0 for 2 with a walk, left-hand hitter. And now Kennedy was taking a huge lead at third. And so Topa stepped off the rubber and ran towards him. Just why not? Now Topa with his 1-0 pitch, and it's inside, ball two. Two and 0 to Canzone. And the pitch. Slider for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. And this pitch is swung on, grounded to the right side, knocked down by Ford, picks it up, flips it to Topa covering first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Reno does not score in the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Tacoma 11, Reno nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Moving on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainier's up 11-0. Tacoma just having a huge game here tonight. Anthony Misevich, former Rainier, came in from the pen and retired the only batter he faced in the seventh. Here's Brian O'Keefe, his former catcher, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe 2-for-3 with a three-run homer back in the fourth. He's also singled and walked. The 1-0 from Misevich is on its way, and there's a breaking ball down low. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1. Swing and a foul. Pulled down the third baseline. 2-2. Savage's pitch is a breaking ball down low, ball three.
Warming up the Dakota bullpen, number 34, Taylor Saucedo.
3-2 coming. And it's in the dirt, ball four, and O'Keefe reaches for his fourth time tonight. And second walk. Now Mike Ford is the batter. Ford's 2-for-4, couple of singles, a run scored, and an RBI. Left versus left here, and Ford watches one outside for a ball. Yeah, the 1-0. Down low for a ball, 2-0. Now the catcher, Sanchez, goes to the mound to talk to Misevich for a moment. Quick conversation. Looks like we've got a very light rain coming down. Here's the pitch to Ford, and it is taken high for a ball. 3-0. There's a strike, and Ford rips it to left. It's deep and back, and it is off the wall. On his way to third is O'Keefe. Ford's digging for second. They throw there. Ford is safe at second base with a double. That just missed of being a home run to left field. Mike Ford with an opposite field double on a fastball from Misevich. Back on this was Diego Castillo, and it hit right near the top of the fence, very close to that yellow line that is the top of the left field fence. So Ford with his third hit of the game. It's a double. Runners are at second and third with nobody out for Jake Shiner. Shiner's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. 14 hits now for the Rainiers. Pitch to Shiner is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ford with 11 hits in 5 games. Here's one inside to Shiner. One. Swung on and pulled into left, and that's a base hit. And scoring from third base is O'Keefe. Moving to third and stopping there is Ford. It's an RBI single for Shiner. It is 12-0 Tacoma. Shiner with his first run batted into the game, second of the season. Had 105 ribbies last year at AA Arkansas. So here's Colin Moran, 2-for-4 with a 3-run homer and a single. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. the next pitch outside in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a grounder foul on the first base side.
Warming up the Reno bullpen, number 22, Justin Martinez.
A 1-2 is a fastball outside, 2-2. Aces have a right-hander warming up in their pen in Justin Martinez. In the PCL tonight, Fernando Tatis Jr. rehabbing with El Paso, homered at Sacramento. Here's a chopper to first, fielded at first base by Rivera. He throws home, and they put the tag on Mike Ford for the first out of the inning. Yeah. Moran reaches on a fielder's choice. Shiner takes second. Ford thrown out at the plate. That play looked very much like it was occurring in a game in which the score was 12-0. Here's Mason McCoy now. Two on, one out, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Castillo coming in several steps, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Two down for Solak. Solak, the only Rainier without a hit today. Let's see if he can come through in his last plate appearance. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up into shallow right. Long run for Canzone, but he does get there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Solak flies out, and that does it for the Rainiers in the eighth. One more run for an even dozen. One run on two hits and two runners left on. We go to the ninth with the score, Tacoma 12, Reno nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
On we go to the ninth inning. Tacoma 12, Reno nothing. Rainiers three outs away from a victory. New pitcher Taylor Saucedo in, the one-time baseball player at Tacoma Community College, now pitching here at Cheney Stadium right down 19th Street. And he'll face Emmanuel Rivera, Seth Beer, and Diego Castillo. And the pitch is outside to Rivera, ball one. This is the first time that I think that a TCC product has pitched for or played for the Rainiers. And I could be wrong about that. Here's one outside to Rivera. But I can't recall it happening in the past. So now 2-0 is low and away, ball three. Saucedo played his freshman year at TCC in 2013. 3-0 pitch in for a strike to Rivera. He's from Tahoma High School in Maple Valley. Now the 3-1. Outside ball four, a walk to start the ninth. Rivera heads down to first base. Sixth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Seth Beer will be the batter.
Seth Beer.
Beer's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch to Beer is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Saucedo gets his left versus left advantage on Beer. Everyone else he faces in this inning is going to be right-handed. And the 0-1 swing and a miss. Strike two. Now the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Beer, and one man is out in the ninth. Saucedo strikes out Seth Beer. That's the fourth strikeout for Tacoma pitchers today. And now Diego Castillo is the hitter. Jose Rodriguez started for the Red Ears, went four scoreless. Fred Villarreal tossed three scoreless. Topa one scoreless inning, and Saucedo trying to finish what would be a combined shutout if he can get it done. First pitch to Castillo's in there for a strike. Rainiers have not pitched a shutout yet this year. It's only the fifth game of the season. Now here's one in the dirt for a ball. There has been one shutout in the league already this year. Salt Lake pitched a shutout in their opening series. 1-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left center. Ranging over is DeLoach, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Blaze Alexander is the hitter. Alexander's reached base twice in this game. Right-hand batter. He's singled and walked. He's also hit into a double play. Runner at first, two outs in the ninth. The pitch is hit up the middle and through into center field. A base hit. Saucedo had to get out of the way of that one, and he hit the deck, and it went through into center, and Alexander has his second hit of the night. Rivera stopped at second base. This ball was hit right back up the middle. Saucedo had to duck it. Now his catcher, O'Keefe, goes to check on him, make sure he's all right. That was a close one. Now Ali Sanchez is the batter. The pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. next pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. Two outs in the ninth. Right here is trying to put this one in the win column. The pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Sanchez. Rivera the runner at second and Alexander at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded, right side, sharply hit, but scooping it up is Kian Wong, and he throws to first. And that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders shut out Reno 12-0. And the Raiders move over 500 at 3 wins and 2 losses on the year. And the Raiders have won back-to-back games, and they'll try to make it 3 in a row tomorrow night at 7:05. We'll recap the scoring in this one, have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards. All that's coming up at the Tacoma Raiders post-game show right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Raiders win 12-0, the final score over the Reno Aces in a Wednesday night wipeout here at Cheney Stadium. Right here started with Jose Rodriguez on the mound. He tossed 4 scoreless innings, got out of trouble in the first and the second innings with double play balls. Reno starter Slade Ciccone was trouble his first trip through the lineup. He went 9 up. He faced the minimum through 3 innings. There was a walk in there, but it caught stealing. So he had 3 no-hit innings under his belt. It was 0-0 when we went to the bottom of the fourth inning, and then the game just changed. Second trip through the lineup, the Raiders figured out Ciccone. Cesar Hernandez singled to left center to open up the inning. And then Zach Deloach singled into shallow center field, putting runners at first and second. Up next was Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe's been red hot to start the season. And he roped another 3-run homer to the opposite field. His 4th already this year. 3-run shot. Raiders were up 3-0 in the fourth inning. And then it continued. Mike Ford sprayed a single into center field. Jake Schiner drew a walk up next. Colin Moran. And Moran homered to left field. A 3-run shot of his own. His first home run at Cheney Stadium since the AAA All-Star game in 2017 when he was with Fresno. 6-0 all of a sudden in the fourth inning. 6 batters came to the plate. 6 runs scored. And the 0-0 game became 6-0 just like that. Right here is a got 3 innings of scoreless relief work from Fred Villarreal up from Class A Everett. And the Red Ears tacked on four runs in the sixth inning. This was an old-fashioned style rally without the homer. With one out, Mason McCoy doubled. Nick Solak walked. Kian Hoang singled to right field, and McCoy scored. That made it 7-0. Then Cesar Hernandez doubled to left field down the line. That made it 8-0. Zach DeLoach singled in a run, number 9. That chased pitcher Tyler Gilbert. Yandel Gustavgay came in from the pen. He walked Brian O'Keefe to load the bases, and Mike Ford hit a flare of a base hit down the third baseline to put Tacoma in double figures and make it 10-0 in the sixth. Rainiers scored again in the seventh on an RBI double from Cesar Hernandez, his third hit of the game, and then picked up a 12th run in the eighth inning when Jake Shiner singled in Brian O'Keefe to make it 12-0. The shutout pitching came from Jose Rodriguez, 4 innings, Fred Villarreal, 3 innings, Justin Topa, 1 inning, and Taylor Saucedo, 1 inning. A combined 7-hit shutout. Final totals for you now. For Tacoma, 12 runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Reno, no runs, 7 hits, no errors. Left 8 on base. Winning pitcher was Villarreal. He is 1-0. The loss goes to Ciccone. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 37 minutes. The attendance, 2,187. With the win, the Red Ears go to 3-2 on the year. Reno falls to 2-3. Game 3 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 7:05. Darren McCacken starts for the Red Ears against left-hander Tommy Henry of Reno. The Red Ears offense continues to pile up runs. 52 runs in the first 5 games of the season. It's amazing. We'll see if they can keep it going tomorrow. Rainiers win it 12-0. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Ears win 12-0, the final score over the Reno Aces. What a win today for Tacoma. And the Red Ears just continue to play great baseball here, especially offensively, my goodness, to start this season. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Seattle Mariners lost today to the Angels and Shohei Ohtani 4-3. Ohtani allowed one run in 6 innings despite issuing 4 early walks. At the plate, he was 1-for-2 with 2 walks himself and drove in a run. The M's did get 8 hits in the game. They had some offense. Eugenio Suarez had 2 hits, 2 runs batted in. Ty France hit an RBI double, but they fall to the Angels 4-3. And the Mariners' record now 2-5 as they now embark upon their first road trip of the season. And it's to Cleveland, who will have their home opener on Friday. M's play there. They're off tomorrow, so a day game on Friday. Cleveland won at Oakland today 6-4. The Guardians blew a 4-0 lead in the 8th and won it in the 10th 6-4. So Cleveland's now 5-2 on the year. Also in the American League, Texas defeats Baltimore 5-2. Rookie Josh Young with a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 6th. Jacob DeGrom struck out 11 and got his first win as a Ranger. Houston hammered Detroit 8-2 to end a 3-game losing streak as Chaz McCormick, Kyle Tucker, and Jeremy Pena all hit home runs for the Astros. And one other AL game, Toronto shuts out Kansas City 3-0 behind Alec Manoah, who went 7 shutout innings of one-hit ball. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his first home run of the season. In interleague play today, there were a bunch of interleague games. Tampa beat the Nationals 7-2 to improve to 6-0. Wander Franco and Harold Ramirez each had two hits and a homer. Tampa has the best start at 6-0 since 2016 when Baltimore started the year 7-0. Yankees beat the Phillies 4-2. Gerrit Cole picking up his second win of the year. He allowed one run in 6 1/3 innings. Gleyber Torres has been hot to start the season for the Yankees. He had three hits and two runs batted in today. Marlins defeat the Twins 5-2. Jesus Luzardo against Pablo Lopez, former Marlin, traded for Luis Arraez. They were locked up. It was 1-1 after 7, and then the Marlins won in the late innings. Jorge Soler hit two homers. Luzardo struck out 10 over 7 innings. Marlins beat the Twins. And Pittsburgh finishes a three-game series sweep on the road at Fenway. They beat the Red Sox 4-1. Mitch Keller allowed one run in 7 innings to get the W. The Pirates are 4-2 on the year. White Sox beat the Giants 7-3 in Chicago. Luis Robert had three hits, scored two runs, drove in a run. Elvis Andrews for the White Sox had his 2,000th career hit. And a couple of NL games, Braves beat the Cardinals 5-2 to finish a three-game road sweep. Matt Olson homered and drove in three. For the Cardinals, their 20-year-old rookie Jordan Walker hit his first major league homer. And the Mets got walked off by a rookie for the Brewers. 6-6 tie, bottom of the ninth inning. Garrett Mitchell for the Brewers out of UCLA hit a game-winning homer. And Milwaukee defeats the Mets 7-6. Pete Alonso hit two homers for the Mets in the losing cause. Also, the Cubs and Reds were rained out in Cincinnati. They're going to make it up with a doubleheader on September 1st. Please make a note of that. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Air shutout Reno 12-0. We'll be back with more right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Red Airs win it 12-0 over the Reno Aces. What a night. 52 runs now for the Red Airs in five games. This offense is clicking. The Red Ears have hit 11 homers in five games. They now have, 61 hits in five games. That's a dozen hits per game. And they have drawn, they walked seven times today. So 44 walks in five games. That's nearly nine walks per game. The team is just taking advantage of everything right now offensively. And today the pitching really clicked with the combo shutout, Jose Rodriguez, Fred Villarreal, Justin Topa, and Taylor Saucedo combining on a seven-hit shutout. Red Ears pitching their first shutout of the season. Turned four double plays in the infield today. Just a whole lot of positive things happened. Red Ears beat Reno 12-0. Quick look at some PCL scores. Salt Lake defeated Albuquerque today 4-2 behind Cesar Valdez. Round Rock and Sugar Land got suspended, I assume due to rain, in the third inning in Texas, tied 1-1. El Paso leads Sacramento 6-5 in the seventh inning in Sacramento. Fernando Tatis Jr. on rehab with El Paso hit his first career AAA home run. He basically skipped AAA on his way to the big leagues, so he went deep. And Oklahoma City's hammering Vegas 7-1 in the seventh inning in Las Vegas. Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. Darren McCacken against Tommy Henry. We'll start this stream up at about 6:55. And hopefully it'll stay dry tomorrow. We're on weather watch for tomorrow. So hopefully it'll be clear enough to play some ball tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. That'll do it for tonight's game. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 12, Reno nothing. Have a great night.